B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So if you look on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, literally anywhere you can get a podcast, Spotify, you can look up the MRL On Demand channel, MRL On Demand podcast, where we put up all the clips from the show and full shows that you can download. Now, on this podcast channel is also something called The Rap Party. The Rap Party is something that never hits the air. It's kind of a behind-the-scenes, more laid-back, loose conversation about the stuff that couldn't make it to the air, about things that are going on in our lives.
And we do it daily, by the way.
Yes. Daily, yes, it's daily. It's a little, you know.
Usually up by like 10:30.
Yeah.
And we're doing it live on Friday.
Yeah, you can actually come watch us Friday at Queen Park Social at 5 p.m. Queen Park Social this Friday if you want to watch the Rap Party podcast live.
Do we have to do the segment?
I think so, because somebody revealed that they've been lying to their significant other. And I find it so fascinating. You want to play a little bit of
no.
the audio?
Yes, you do. You don't want to do it because it's you.
Yes, exactly.
Your wife's not listening, is she?
No, she's not, and I don't care. I mean, she already knows. Right. She called me out on it.
And it's not one of your finer moments.
No, it's embarrassing. But why is it always me?
I don't know. You're the one who lied for years.
All right, listen to this.
But what even, like, the stupid lies? I mean, what's the point?
Right, you know?
Like, let's say you always tell people, I put premium gas in my car, and you're caught putting unleaded in.
Yeah.
Why would you keep trying to defend that if it's a stupid lie?
Well, you know, it's just this one time my mechanic told me because... Yeah. And then you're like, what?
Yeah. I used to lie all... In fact, I lied to Amanda up until recently. Okay, we'll leave it at that.
No, keep going. Keep going. Press play.
Told her that I did a semester at the University of Kansas where my brothers both went because I'm a huge Kansas Jayhawk basketball fan. And I told Amanda that in 2009 when I met her. And I just kept I literally kept the lie up. And then somebody asked me in front of her, like, did you go there? And I was like, just enough of the lies. And I thought I'd already told Amanda I didn't. And I go, no, my brothers went there. I'm just a diehard fan. And Amanda turned at me and was like, what?
We're back alive now. That is the stupidest lie.
I know.
It's so silly. Why would you keep it up for that long?
And I just can't get past the lie itself. Like, you didn't lie that you went to college. You didn't lie that you got a degree. You lied that you just went for a semester. Like, why only a semester? Did you fail out? Did you?
Yeah, I said that I flunked out.
You know,
I told people that. All right, so here, you want to see how, since I'm already into it, Lorraine, ask me where I went to college.
Where'd you go to college?
Kansas, but I only did a semester there. I didn't do good. I got like a 1.8 GPA. My dad pulled me out, but I'm a diehard Jayhawks basketball fan because of that.
You are too good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
A liar, because that is the most believable.
But that's why I kept it up.
That makes you look bad, though. Why would you lie about looking bad?
Why does it look bad? Because
you flunked out, and you only did a semester.
There's more people that you know. That's more common than people graduating.
I understand that's common, and that's fine. But why would you lie about that?
Buddy, because I didn't want to go into the whole thing where I did, like, where I graduated from there, and I have a degree from there. You know what I mean? Because I don't.
Because then people are going to start asking you if you know this professor or this person,
yeah.
And... you know,
anybody else want to play this game? Like, no, anybody else tell a lie, like, consistently, a silly lie, and you just kept it up
consistently?
Yeah, maybe you're not doing it now, but, like, you know, I know on the Rap Party podcast, I gave another example that I have a friend whose wife thinks he's Italian and he's not.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, when he cooks, he's like, let me make the meatloaf tonight, or let me make the chicken parm. I can do it. I'm Italian. And he's not. He's like Czechoslovakian.
Yeah, but, like, I do, like, silly lies, not continue.
That's silly.
Yeah, but I do, like, not, how do I say this? So, I live only on the second floor, and sometimes in my apartment, I don't want to walk up the steps. So I'll take the elevator. But I know everyone else that lives like on the 11th floor is judging me that I'm only going up one floor. So I'll walk with a limp on the way out.
And they're, by the way, they're not judging you.
I think
that
they
is
are.
All in your head. Nobody is taking the time out of their day to go, you know what? Roy doesn't have a limp. Why is he taking the elevator to the second floor?
I think they're going, all right, Tubbs, you didn't want to take the stairs?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they're doing. And so I walk with a limp. So that's a lie, but that's not like a lie with people that I keep going, I guess.
What about a lie? You know, Party Podcast revealed that I had a little white lie that I told my wife for a long time, and then she found out it wasn't true, and I just kept it up. I lied and told her that I did a semester at the University of Kansas when I didn't. I did graduate college, by the way, but my brothers went to Kansas, and I became a huge Kansas basketball fan. And to explain all that was crazy, so I just said, yeah, I went there. So we want to know about your little white lies.
All right, we got Liv in Rock Hill. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey.
Hello.
All right, we're talking about the lies that you told or you know someone who told and just, like, kept it up.
Yeah, so my boyfriend and I, we've been together for a few years, and the first couple months we were dating, like, 3 years ago, he really loves the musical Hamilton, and I hate it, but I got my theater friend to tell me all about it and, like, give me some insightful comments, and for a few months I would, like, talk about Hamilton with him and tell him how much I loved it and all these things.
So I got busted by my wife lying about going to the University of Kansas for a semester when I didn't. But did you get called out?
No, eventually, like, I told him because he kept talking about it. And he, like, told his family that I liked it. And I was like, actually, like, I don't like it. I just got my friend to, like, tell me about it so you would like me. So we had something in common. And he thought it was really funny. He wasn't upset at all.
That's hilarious. Thanks, Liv.
Yeah. No problem.
Have a great day.
All right, this is Jonathan and Shelby.
Yes, sir.
Jonathan, what's that little white lie that you've been doing?
I went to Gardner Webb back in 2010. I was in the coil program, and they went to a trip to Ireland. I didn't have enough money to go because that was like $2,000-$3,000 a person, and so when I ended up dropping out because just cost too much. I didn't feel a connection there with the professors.
Oh, no. His phone's breaking up, but he said that he ended up lying, telling everyone that he went to Ireland when he didn't.
I've already been.
And it said,
that.
In the comments, it said how to learn the history of Ireland so he could talk about it.
Oh, that's just too much work.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with my own life. How can I keep up with a lying life?
Yeah. So when I grew up in Jersey, I was the only one in my class that played ice hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Our high school didn't have an ice hockey team. And so somebody goes, why do you love hockey so much? And I was like, because I was born in Canada. Oh, boy. For like the sixth grade through the eighth grade, not everybody, but this one kid thought I grew up in Canada.
Wow.
Like I was born
why?
In Canada. I don't know, Lauren.
You're a kid.
You're a sociopath.
Well, but when you're a kid, you just say things.
I guess. And I thought it would be cool to be from Canada.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It'd be weird if you did it as an adult.
Yeah. So I had to learn the Canadian national anthem. Oh, Canada.
Yeah, like our Thanksgiving's on weird days.
Anybody going to get me a Boxing Day gift? Can I? Is that so difficult around here?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.